Welcome, class 5, to yet another class of your English language. The topic for today's lesson is chapter 5, Nouns, which is on page 19. You have already learnt previously that a noun is a name of a person, place, animal, thing, or an idea. Today, let us learn about the four kinds of nouns, that is, common noun, proper noun, collective noun, and abstract noun. Common noun. It is a name of a person, an animal, a place, or a thing in general. For example, girl, man, ship, etc. Let us look at some of the sentences. Number 1. He goes to school. Number 2. My father works hard. 3. I am reading a book. The words school, father, and book in these sentences are common nouns. Proper noun. It is the name of a person, an animal, a place, or a thing in particular. For example, Bill Gates, the Indian Ocean, Raju, etc. Some more examples are Paris is the capital of France. Radhika is going on a world tour. In the first sentence, Paris and France are the names of particular places. And in the second sentence, Radhika is the name of a girl. So these nouns are proper nouns. Kindly turn to page 20, exercise A. Let us look at the sentences. Number 1. I have read the Ramayana. Number 2. A mahout takes care of elephants. In the first sentence, the Ramayana is a proper noun. In the second sentence, mahout and elephants both are common nouns. Collective nouns. A collective noun is a name of a collection of persons or things taken together and spoken of as a whole. For example, class, army, team, etc. Kindly turn to page 21, exercise C. Let us look at sentences number 1 and 2. The fox hid behind a clump of trees. I saw a litter of kittens in our garden. The words clump and litter are nouns since they are not particular names but represent a group. They appear to be common nouns but they are slightly different from the ordinary common nouns. The word clump stands for a collection of trees. The word litter stands for a collection of kittens. The word clump and litter are therefore collective nouns.